You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, this is Allie Slagle on Play Me a Recipe. I'm going to be making the Godmother's Egg Salad from my new book, I Dream of Dinner, So You Don't Have To. The recipe will also be linked in the show notes and on food52.com. As I cook, you can cook with me. Gather the ingredients, boil some eggs, stir in some salty, briny things you'll usually find in an Italian sub. If you need to pause at any point, just use the podcast chapters to jump back in. Okay, let's gather our ingredients. Step one of pretty much any egg salad is to boil some eggs. So I'm going to fill up my pot with some water. And I have to find my lid somewhere. I know that you're supposed to bring all the tools to your workstation, but I never do that. And I just dance around the kitchen. Oy. All right. While that comes to a boil, I'm going to prep an ice bath. So there's another big pot laying here. I'm gonna fill that up with cold water. And add a handful of ice. My book, I Dream of Dinner, is organized by main ingredient, and the first chapter is dedicated to eggs. But within each chapter, the book is broken down even further by technique. So basically I thought about all the ways I cook eggs to make them into dinner. So the first section is beat. So this is recipes where you kind of break up the yolk and whisk it or beat it into the white and make scrambled eggs or frittata or an omelet. Then you have the fry hot section, which is dedicated to those frilly edged, crispy fried eggs with a molten yolk. And then you have soft boil, which this recipe, the Godmother's Egg Salad, is in. And soft boil is maybe not the most, you know, it doesn't quite have the allure of a beautiful fried egg, but there's something so practical about soft boiling eggs. You can boil these eggs days ahead, keep them in the fridge. I often, when I put the boiled eggs into the ice bath, I just stick the whole ice bath into the fridge, cool the eggs down quickly, and then you can use those boiled eggs from cold, or you can even reheat them just in some boiling water if you want them warm. The cat's gonna talk this whole show, and there's truly nothing I can do about it. I'm really sorry. So while I'm waiting for my water to boil, I'm gonna try and quiet this cat, and I'll see you back here in a couple minutes. This recipe is called the Godmother's Egg Salad because it's named after the Godmother, which is a sandwich at Bay City's Deli in Santa Monica, California. It is the mother of all Italian subs. It has four kinds of meat, salami, prosciutto, mortadella, and ham. It has provolone, mayo, mustard, onions, either roasted bell peppers or spicy giardiniera. It has lettuce, tomatoes, Italian dressing. It has everything. So I wanted to take kind of the spirit of that sandwich, the fatty meat, the salty, briny stuff, and bring it to an egg salad, which is usually creamy, but, you know, maybe could have a little bit more flavor going on. So here are the ingredients you're going to need. 10 eggs, half of a small red onion. I don't have that, so I'm just going to use a small shallot today. 1.5 tablespoons of dried oregano, a tablespoon of red wine vinegar, some pickled peppers. In the book, I call for either pepperoncini or pepadews, but I only have gardenera today, so I'm going to use that. 4 ounces of cured Italian meat, salami, mortadella, or ham are all good. Prosciutto, I think, is a little too stringy, so I would avoid that one here. Some olive oil, 1/4 cup, more red wine vinegar. We'll also use the brine from the pickled pepper, so hold on to the jar, and a teaspoon of mustard and salt and pepper. For tools, you'll need a saucepan, a big bowl for an ice bath. You'll need a cutting board and a knife to chop some stuff, a big bowl to stir your egg salad, a spoon to stir. I think that's it. All right, let's get started. We've just been waiting for a pot of water to boil so I can boil some eggs. And if you can hear it, it's boiling. So I'm going to add in 10 eggs. Everyone has their own method for how to boil eggs. Whether you start them in cold water, add them later, you could steam them. I generally think whatever egg boiling method you're most comfortable with is probably the best method. If you don't love your method, this is mine. Bring a pot of water to a boil, drop the eggs in, and then set a timer. For this recipe, we're setting a timer for 9 minutes. And 9 minutes is our lucky number here because the whites will be cooked and the yolks will be mostly set, but right in the middle, there will be like a bullseye of molten yolk, almost like caramel, like it'll be thick yolk. And this is really important for the texture of this salad because we're using the yolk and mixing it with olive oil and a little mustard to create basically the mayonnaise in an egg salad. August, the consistency of the eggs is really important to the final result of the recipe because we're basically using the yolk of the egg, mixing it with olive oil and some mustard to create mayonnaise. So traditionally, egg salad has mayonnaise. In all of my recipes, I wanted to use as few ingredients as possible, and I thought about how egg yolk plus olive oil is pretty close to mayonnaise. Might not just use that here. My friend Amanda made this recipe a couple weeks ago, and she said that 10 eggs seemed like a wild amount, just so many eggs, but she ended up eating the salad by herself in 2 days. So if you're thinking that 10 eggs is too many, know that the salad keeps and it goes really fast. My friend Amanda also gave me some other notes on this recipe. She said, bright flavor count 5. Peppers, pepper juice, onion, Dijon vinegar. There's so much tangy, satsy flavor happening. It is hard to believe and crazy addictive. They are eggs in heaven. And then she said, ripping boiled eggs is glorious. Love that. After 9 minutes, there is still some softness to the yolk. It makes this seem impossibly rich. Would and maybe should eat this every day for the rest of my life. Is it my new favorite food? Yes. And this is really a triumph for me because when I wrote about egg salad for Food 52, she also contributed her egg salad. And we were just on really different ends of the egg salad spectrum. Hers has a lot of mayonnaise and is very soft, like ice cream scoopable. So I feel very happy that she understands my egg salad perspective on this recipe. I was just standing over here thinking about what you could do with 9 minutes as these eggs boil. I think, truthfully, this is when I would get all the other ingredients out from my fridge and cabinet. You could think about what you're going to eat this salad with. I think it's really good with something starchy, so a piece of toast or boiled potatoes. It's also really good with something crispy, so like iceberg lettuce or chicories. basically, I'm realizing I'm basically just deconstructing an Italian sub. Actually, chickpeas would be really good. Something basically bland and starchy, or crispy and refreshing. But also, I feel like egg salad's one of those things that you like plan to make a meal out of, and then you just stand over the bowl and eat it with a spoon. That's also very good. The chips. Pita chips would be good. I'm just naming all the mild starches in my house at this moment. Okay, the cue. The eggs are going into their ice bath. In my book, I Dream of Dinner, the ingredient lists are more shopping lists. So they show you what ingredients you need, and then you bring all those ingredients to the counter, and all of the chop work and the prep work and the toasting and all that happens in the recipe itself. So you know that from the start of the recipe to the end, to dinner time, it will only take 45 minutes. So here, while the eggs are cooling, we're gonna chop some red onion or shallot. So that red onion or shallot is gonna go straight into a medium bowl. Sometimes I feel like a lot of recipes are written where you do all this prep work first, and then you have all these little bowls of all these little ingredients. And I prefer kind of like chopping and adding to the bowl as you go, just so that you don't have to dirty so many dishes and your cutting board stays clean. So onion goes into a bowl. Then we add 1.5 tablespoons of dried oregano. For those who don't have a half tablespoon measure, a half tablespoon is 1.5 teaspoons. Which means that 1 tablespoon is 3 teaspoons. All right, and then 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar. It won't look like a lot of vinegar, but we're gonna get more at the end. All right, I need a spoon. And then add a little salt. And basically what we're doing here is macerating the red onion. So the vinegar and the salt is helping the onion mellow, so it's not quite so pungent. All right, what next? Thinly slice 4 to 8 pickled peppers. So I only have gardenera, so I'm just gonna take a couple handfuls of it and chop it up. It's a mix of peppers, carrots, celery, cauliflower, and it's the mild one. I would have preferred the spicy one, but that's okay. There's a couple pepperoncinis in here I'm going to dig out. And then we're going to cut some salami. I'm just using some Genoa salami, but I think any sort of cured meat, like, you know, Spanish chorizo would be good, or like a black pepper salami, mortadella, sopressata, all those. Any besides prosciutto, I think. Do you ever like have salami in your presence and not just take a piece and eat it? I don't think it's possible. So the salami is getting chopped into bite-sized pieces, but you could tear it too. I also think this recipe has so much going on with the mustard, the pickled peppers, the oregano, that if you wanted to leave out the meat, I think you could totally do that too. Just like boiling eggs, there's so much superstition and do's and don'ts about peeling eggs. I feel like no matter the method, it's never really consistent. Like, it never worked every single time. There's just too many variables. But my method is basically to keep the egg under the water in the ice bath, smash it against the edge of the pot or bowl, and then peel the shell under the water, and the water kind of helps dislodge the shell from the egg. Some people too like run water and that helps dislodge the shell, but feels a little wasteful. So as the eggs are peeled, just rip them into big pieces. I think like 8 or 10 pieces per egg is good, and drop them into the bowl with the oregano-y onions. And then just keep on going. The thing about egg salad is basically the same as chicken salad or potato salad in terms of its seasonings, and its dressing makeup. So I think any egg salad that you like could be a chicken salad or a potato salad. So here, I do think you could make it. It would actually be very delicious with some boiled potatoes instead of egg, or chicken instead of egg. It's really like the idea of a mayo-y salad with crunchy things is the same across egg, potato, and chicken salad. So they're pretty interchangeable. My other favorite egg salad, which I have written about on Food 52, uses an egg slicer. I slice the egg both ways so it makes little squares. And then I think it has yogurt in it and a lot of herbs. Again, no mayonnaise. I'm not a huge mayonnaise person. I understand the purpose as a creamy element and a binder, but I just don't love the flavor. And I just don't think I need it very often. Like here, the egg yolk and olive oil does the same purpose. Maybe brings more flavor too. I learned about tearing eggs from Nancy Silverton. She has an egg salad where you tear the eggs. And I like the differentiation of the piece sizes. It's kind of like an easy way to incorporate a variety of texture with one ingredient. And I like to touch my food and play with my food as much as possible. I have egg on my phone somehow. All right, so back to our cutting board. Oops. We need to really salt these eggs quite aggressively because as of yet, it's just like a large quantity of food that's not yet seasoned. So big thing of salt and then a lot of pepper. Again, eggs are pretty mild and pretty rich, so it's nice to have that black pepper to kind of contrast it. So with the eggs, I'm also going to add 1/4 cup of olive oil and 2 more tablespoons of red wine vinegar. So I break up the red wine vinegar some in the beginning with the onion and 2 tablespoons here, just because when I tested it with all the vinegar with the onion, it was too oniony. All the vinegar was too oniony. So I broke it up. And then 1 tablespoon of the pickled pepper brine. So that will add some salt, some acid, and then the spice of the peppers. So obviously, whichever pepper you use will have a different quantity of spice to the brine. So you'll just want to adjust as you go. I think in general, trusting what things taste like to you and in your mouth is oftentimes more important than the numbers in a recipe. Consider the numbers a guide, but not the end-all be-all. And then a little bit of Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon. So the Dijon adds a great flavor, but it also is an emulsifier. So egg yolk and olive oil don't necessarily want to combine, but the mustard brings them together. Now we're going to stir this really vigorously, and the goal is that the egg yolks break up and kind of create this creamy mixture with the olive oil and the mustard. This is not a delicious sound, but I promise it will be delicious. So what happened here is this pool of vinegar and olive oil and these big chunks of egg were all kind of disparate, and as you stir it, this kind of pale yellow creamy mixture starts to coat all of the egg whites. And that's all of these dressing ingredients coming together to create a great texture on these eggs. So now the meat will go in, the sliced salami, and our pickled vegetables. Stir once more. And then it's really important to taste. You have a lot of salty ingredients here and acidic ingredients, and you just want to make sure they're in good balance. Let's see. It's kind of wild. Pickled peppers and red onions really kind of carry a dish sometimes. They like show up to the bowl with so much personality that you really don't have to do much. And the eggs provide this great backdrop. Like they're not the star in terms of the flavor, but they add such a good texture and a good base for all of these sippy, exciting ingredients. So I'm truthfully probably just gonna eat this out of the bowl, sitting outside. But like I said, you could put this on toast, potatoes, salad greens, with chips. I hope this becomes, maybe not doesn't replace your classic egg salad because it's a totally different thing, but I hope this becomes another exciting egg salad for you to make for lunch or dinner. Thank you for listening and playing along. My book is called I Dream of Dinner So You Don't Have To. You'll find the Godmother's Egg Salad there and 149 other very simple but very happy recipes. Thanks again.